This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn and Shaoning. 7:47 a.m, Friday the 5th of June. And we're taking a look at the subject of job losses now, because we've known for some time that the impact of COVID-19 on joblessness will be severe, but we're starting to see just how bad it is. SOCSO, the Social Security Organization, has reported that job losses increased by 42% year-on-year in the first quarter. And this is based on data from its employment insurance system. So SOCSO said that the job loss trend is expected to accelerate from April onwards. They are projected to increase by 50 to 200% year on year for each subsequent quarter in 2020.
Yeah, and sadly, the unemployment rate is forecasted to reach 4% in 2020. And this is compared to 3.2% during the 1997 Asian financial crisis and even 3.7% during the Great Recession of 2018.
So for more insights into SOCSO's report, we're speaking this morning to Datuk Muhammad Sahar Darusman, Chief of Employment Insurance at SOCSO. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Datuk Sahar. The Employment Outlook report found that job losses increased 42% year-on-year in the first quarter. Based on the EIS claims, though, what do you expect to see in the second quarter? And perhaps maybe you could give us your projection for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Based on our record of loss of employment since 2018, we noticed the significant increase that workers have been retrenched from 23,697 workers 2018 to 40,084 in 2019. And as of yesterday, our retrenchment figure recording about 33,951. So we estimate for quarter two 2020, the number of people losing jobs until end of June will be around 52,000 workers. That is an increase of 100% as compared to the second quarter last year. And also we predict that in quarter three and quarter four, the number of people losing jobs may increase significantly, particularly in tourism related industries such as in airlines and hotel.
Now, which groups of workers were the most severely impacted, and what other trends in the data stood out to you?
Yeah, based on our employment insurance record, about 62% of our reported loss of employment are from the top three highly skilled category of occupation, that is managers, professional, executive, and technician. These are the jobs being filled by our graduates. Huh? And this group comprises the most important segment of Malaysian talents who had been laid off. And knowingly that the job opportunity for this category of jobs, the opening and opportunity to enter into these jobs are very limited in terms of job creation. And this category also has these people who lost in the current retrenchment exercise. They have to compete with about 300,000 fresh graduates, which will be graduating very soon, starting in September.
So could you recap for us what kind of safety net the EIS provides for the unemployed? You know, how long can those who are out of a job rely on the EIS for assistance?
Yeah, okay. Under employment insurance system, we provide immediate income replacement for our injured person who have lost their jobs. For example, if the insured person earning about 4,000 ringgit a month, he or she will entitled to claim job search allowance amounting to about 80% for the first month, around 3,160 ringgit for the first month, 1,975 ringgit for the second month, and 1,518 ringgit for the subsequent months. And besides the immediate financial assistance, we also provide job search, job matching, and job placement services through individual case management. The insured person who requires skill enhancement or reskilling or wanted to switch job in different industry will be provided training with a new skill. During the training, he or she will be entitled to receive about 30 ringgit daily training allowance just to cover their maybe transportation and meals. Eh? And besides that, the IS also providing online courses. For example, with just now, we already have a collaboration with Coursera and Udemy during this conditional movement control order. And in addition, EIS also has developed an employment portal to improve job matching between supply and demand. We welcome all job seekers, especially fresh graduates and people who are unemployed, to register with our new portal at myfuturejobs.gov.my.
If things get worse, will SOCSO actually have the necessary funds to pay its claimants? Can the EIS system actually cope also?
Based on our internal team, we forecast that the retrenchment figure until end of this year may not be more than 250,000. We strongly believe that the existing government economic stimulus package, particularly the employment retention program and the wage subsidy program managed by EIS Perkeso, has been successfully stabilized the employment situation in the country. Both program ERP and the wage subsidy, as I mentioned just now, are still available until, until September this year. Government has allocated up 13.8 billion ringgit allocation just for these two programs. And beside that, our own funds, our own fund reserves stood at 1.5 billion. That is more than enough to support workers who lost their employment, more than 600,000 for this year.
So given the unprecedented scale of job losses due to COVID-19, is there a role for SOCSO to play in matching the unemployed with suitable jobs?
Yeah, definitely. As I mentioned just now, I would like employment insurance system under Perkeso will play a bigger role as a national employment services, which provide services for the whole population of Malaysia, including the employers and the industry, to efficiently match supply and demand. We will be focusing on five core functions of public employment services as follows. The first one, to provide as a job brokerage by managing supply and demand, including to introduce a greater transparency in hiring of foreign workers and expatriates. Third one, to provide the provision of an active labour market program to stabilise employment, such as what we are currently doing by introducing employment retention program with subsidy, and maybe soon by introducing higher incentive for employer to start rehire the unemployed. And the fourth one, to manage and provide immediate financial benefit to workers who lose their job. That's what we are doing now. Lastly, the most important role that we should play to become the agency to provide a real-time labour market information for the whole country. I believe Perkeso, through employment insurance system, has all the ingredients to be a successful labour market player for the country.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Datuk. And that was Datuk Mohamad Saha Darusman, Chief of Employment Insurance over at SOCSO, giving us a bit of insight into the joblessness situation here in Malaysia. And I was a little bit alarmed by one of the things that he mentioned, that based on the EIS claims they've received, most of the job losses have resulted from the top three highly skilled areas, so managers and the like. And these are jobs that are typically filled by graduates. So, you know, they're quite limited in terms of job creation, which means that these people who are now out of a job will also soon be competing with new graduates. It's a very, very small pool of employment here.
Yeah, very sobering news for a Friday morning, unfortunately. And I think that these numbers can only actually increase. I mean, if we look at the official stats, which come out from our Department of Statistics based on March numbers, unemployment was 3.9%. But those are March numbers, right? And that was like, 18 days of MCO. So if we look at April, which was like the full brunt of the MCO, I'm very sure that the unemployment numbers will be much higher. I think that, you know, expectations of it hitting 4%, if you ask me, a little bit optimistic, that number could even be higher. The question is, okay, this is the reality. Now, what are we doing moving forward? Maybe we'll know a little bit more at 3 p.m. today when our Prime Minister makes his announcement. I think it will be probably a combination of the economic stimulus packages. I don't know whether there'll be more. And also the fact that technically our MCO comes to an end on 9th of June, right? So whether that's extended, whether it remains, whether it will be continued, and if so, in what form? But I think the questions really have to be asked is, how are we moving forward in terms of job creation? That's really, really a critical question that I think policymakers, government must really have some serious thoughts about. Because if we continue this trajectory of high unemployment, the consequences are very great. And for me, one of the most pressing issues is that the youth unemployment will then just increase. And then we might have this thing, what they call the lost generation, which we saw in 2008. And we also saw in 1997 during the Asian financial crisis.
Yeah, and if we remember, even before COVID-19, our youth unemployment stood at between 9 to 11%, which was three times the average rate of employment and also significantly higher than our neighbours in the region. So now, considering the fact that 61% of job losses are also amongst workers aged 40 and below, what are these numbers going to look like? What kind of incentives, perhaps, for job retention can the government put in place so that companies keep these people employed? Because at the end of the day, these are also people with young families, and these are people who desperately need to ensure that food is on the table.
Yeah, but there was a bit of good news. And I mean, of course, this data comes from JobStreet, which is a HR company. They do see some job creation, according to them. They saw it in IT, manufacturing, banking, retail and healthcare. Those sectors continue to show some growth and were hiring during the COVID-19 pandemic. But there is recognition that it is a soft job market, and that would be the challenge faced by new graduates this year, right? But let's hope that the job market does improve. But I think Soxo also came out with this point whereby this ABC, right, which is to get a job and then move on to a better job, which then hopefully allows you to eventually have that career. So I guess at these times, you know, maybe the reality is one can't be too fussy.
Yeah, I guess The difficulty now is even getting on the career ladder in the first place, right? So we'll be tuning in very, very carefully to see what the Prime Minister has to say later on in his speech at 3 o'clock, which we will be live streaming here on BFM 89.9. So if you want to listen in, please do. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up for you, and then the Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with Corinne Le Carré, Professor of Climate Change Science at the University of East Anglia. So be sure to stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.